Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome to Karma Vibes. My name is Phoenix Sunshine, and I'm your host. Today's episode is going to be a mini episode. I will be doing an extra one this week. My partner in crime, my dog pal, is no longer with me to do my podcast, so I've taken a couple of weeks off, and it's been a struggle to get back on here. So for this one here, I'm just going to be doing a mini episode, and then my next one will be a little bit longer. My Lily, she was my dog pal, and I miss her very much. Today I will be talking about creating a safe space for yourself and others, and even in terms of a conversation. It's important for people to know that they can talk without worry of criticism or judgment. It allows the most authentic part of a person to come out and speak their truth, and may even help with the healing journey for some. Creating your own safe space can be fun. Just make sure it's someplace that you feel at ease and in peace and harmony. For myself, I have a go-to place in my home. It's called my healing room. It does have a television there, but you will often hear Reiki music playing in the background because I find Reiki music soothing. I call it my Zen place. I would like to say it's where I store all my crystals, but you will find crystals all over this house because I love crystals. They are part of getting me into that Zen. I love whenever it's just me and my cats in this space. They help me in so many ways. Animals are just the very best. They are perfect. Make sure to have a positive experience when you're creating your safe space. Make it fun. You can have multiple spaces. You know, you're not limited to just one. You can have a garden or a chair on your porch where you like to go and meditate. This can be your go-to place. Maybe it's your bedroom or your office. Wherever you want to go is where it can be. You can even create that safe space inside your head. It's up to you. As they say, you do you. Creating a safe space in the mind. The ultimate goal of this safe space is to feel safe and happy. Questions you can ask yourself. What makes me happy? Animals? The beach? The ocean? Quotes? Are there any certain poems that you really like to read? Gather photographs that make you happy or bring a smile to your face. Fill your space up with things that bring joy. I like to fill my personal workspace as well with things that light me up and make me feel happy. Usually my grandchildren and the cats. And my crystals, and I like essential oils and different things. Also, I like to lift the vibration in the room. Things that just make me feel happy. A safe space for others in a world that can use more kindness and love. What a great opportunity that this gives us for others. It provides us a space where we can be authentic with others while building an emotional connection without judgment. Actions are always going to speak louder than words. When you feel positive and uplifted instead of fearful of speaking your truth, it allows for growth, change, and transformation. There should be rules of engagement, which should include being supportive, respectful, and listening to one another. Creating a dialogue for people in which they feel safe to share. Listen, be present with them, and lose any concept of judgment. Remember, this is supposed to be a safe space. Listen to understand and not to respond. This is going to be a hard one for some people, but it's definitely learnable. I like that word, learnable. I'm not sure if it's a word. I could have just made it up. I do that from time to time. You should too. It's kind of fun. It's important to remember when listening, it's not our job to be critical or analyze the situation. We are only there to be present and listen. This is hard for people because they want to fix the problem, and they think they know how to do so. The truth is that we cannot fix people or situations. Only the individual that is going through the issue can do that. It's usually an internal battle with inside themselves that needs to be healed and addressed. Loving support and for that person to feel safe, that really is going to go a long way for them in their healing. So it's important for us to be there as friends, family members, and do what we can do on our part to provide a safe environment if they do want to share. And then when we need a safe space to go to where we need to meditate or just to think about what's going on inside us and take a moment and take a breath and just to really relax and think about what's going on and what should be our next step. Because sometimes the world just gets so busy and we do need to take a moment. And I think I have said this before, but my Uncle Bob, he was one of the smartest men I know. He used to always tell me, he's like, he said, count to 10. And sometimes he would count to 10 with me. He started this at a young age. I think I was probably 5. And we would count down, sometimes count up depending on what his mood was or what my mood was. And I'll tell you, after counting to 10, I always did feel better. But it was probably Bob. Bob always made everything better. He just was a warm-hearted spirit. And that's another thing. We have to be careful on who we are surrounding ourselves with. We have to be careful on what kind of energy that we're putting into our hearts. It's a very important thing. It's a beautiful thing when you can talk your truth without fear or judgment of the other person, and that they're truly listening to what you say. What a wonderful world it would be if one day we didn't have to create a safe space, and this is just how we were with one another. Love can change the world. Let's be a light and change a life. Sometimes it's nice to know that you can just speak your truth without being judged and will still be loved at the end of the day for who you are. Everyone has a story, and sometimes they don't feel safe sharing that story. We need to be able to provide a safe space where they're able to do that. You never know the burdens that people have been carrying with them for years and years. Sometimes people are just scared to share their story because they think that, oh, if I tell this person what happened to me 16 years ago or 18 years ago, this person's not gonna love me, or they're not gonna feel the same way about me. You know, it's really hard to sometimes tell people about things that happened years ago if it was traumatic. Sometimes you're still struggling with it yourself. So it's important for us as friends, as family members to, listen when people do want to talk and to be there for them and not to judge them. Because who are we to judge another person? We're only human. And we have to have more compassion in the world. And we have to care about people. And we have to be loving individuals. Because that's what makes the world go round. And it's important that we do this for our family and our friends as much as we do strangers. And I emphasize this because I see so much caring and loving, and we're so nice to people on Facebook, but when it comes to our own family and friends, we're hiding stuff under the carpet and we're not wanting to talk about things that happened years and years ago. Where is the safe space for us? What about sexual abuse victims and rape victims? What about their family? Why do they have to hide it under the rug? We need to be there for them because everybody needs kindness and love. There needs to be a safe space for everybody. And people battling addictions and grief, It shouldn't be hidden under the rug. Because if it's hidden under the rug, it's never going to get healed. It's just going to be like, oh, there it is. We'll just put it under the rug, you know, and hope it doesn't come out. You know, go hide away there. But let me tell you something. Sooner or later, it will reappear in other areas of your life. And you don't want that. So, if somebody's going through something, be there for them. Ask them, is there anything I can do? Be a light for somebody. You may be being a lighthouse. We truly never know how bad it is for another person if they don't tell us. Because some people just hold everything in, and they're always there for everybody else, but they don't share anything. They keep all of that baggage and luggage just bottled in and bottled in and bottled in. And then how do they heal? Well, they don't, because they can't. And it just comes up in other areas of their life. So you see these alcoholics and these drug addicts, they're not healing. Why aren't they healing? Because they're not dealing with their traumas. Or do you see these angry people who are angry all the time? They're yelling and saying nasty, they're just nasty to people all the time. Or these angry drivers, they're just, you know, flipping people off and driving erratic. Sorry, erratic. Another me word. Erratic. You know, in the road, going through red lights. What's going on in their life? What are their triggers? What have they not healed from? So if you can be a lighthouse for somebody, I suggest being one. It doesn't cost us anything to be kind to one another. And why are we here? We're here to be there for each other. And we're here to love each other in the best capacity that we can. And I truly believe that. Not only are we here to love strangers, but we're here to love each other. We're here to love our family, our friends, our nieces, our daughters, our granddaughters. We're here to love everybody. Everybody needs a voice. Thank you so much for joining in on today's session. It did go a little bit longer than what I had anticipated. And I'm so glad that you were able to join me on today's session about creating safe space. I did go off on a tangent a little bit, but I just wanted to emphasize how important it is to be there for people and create that safe space so that they can share. There's a lot of people struggling out there these days. You have everything that happened with the pandemic. People are losing people through the pandemic. People are grieving. There's drug addiction out there. There's sexual abuse victims that are trying to heal. Rape victims trying to heal. There's so many people out there that have some kind of ailment. Everybody's struggling with something. There's moms that don't have their kids with them. You know, there's just a whole bunch of sad stuff out there. So whenever you can, if you can listen to someone who has something to say and create a safe space for them without judging them, without being like, oh my gosh, what a story. I can't believe how bad that person is. She did some bad stuff back in her time. Because we shouldn't do that. No, we should never point the finger at somebody because we're not better than each other. We need to have more human kindness in the world. More love, more empathy, more caring about each other. Because that's what our world's about. That's what we need to make our world about. To bring each other together, to care about each other, and to love each other. Until my next episode, love and light, blessings always. Thank you for joining in. And if you ever want to reach out to me, you can reach me at karmavibes.phoenix@gmail.com. Until next time, thank you.